It is Friday Form Focus with the Shark. Time to look north now, and fingers crossed we get day one of the championships run tomorrow. It's all about the weather and the rain, and Michael Wood is the man who can tell us all because he's looking after the track. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing with the rain that's falling?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, no. I'll get a little bit of a reprieve from the rain at the moment. Not a great deal happening, but yeah, we've had a fair bit overnight.
So how much has fallen and what's the prediction for the remainder of the day?
Well, we've had about 68 mils over the last sort of 24 hours, so probably a little bit less than other parts of Sydney, but still obviously a good drop. Forecast from here is just continued showers throughout the day. But we did just have a pretty heavy downpour. We had almost right on 9 o'clock, we had about 11 mils fall. And I've just walked out onto the track now, and again, still, there's no surface water and not even any squelch under my feet. So pretty pleasing how we're handling it at the moment.
So you're probably thinking you're going to get in the range of 100 today, would you?
Oh, look, that's sort of the numbers that they've, all the forecasters have thrown around. So, yeah, it wouldn't be unexpected if we get to that sort of 100 mil for the whole rain event. But as I say, the track continues to handle it quite well. We're a soft 7 this morning, and that penetrometer's right in the middle of our soft 7 range. So there's still a bit of room to move towards the heavy, but we'll reassess the track, obviously, this afternoon and see where it stands, and then again tomorrow morning.
What, I suppose tomorrow morning's what the kicker is, isn't it? How much is expected to fall tomorrow?
So pretty much they're saying that the rainfall should subside by about 9 a.m. So if that's the case, and our forecast is to be believed, we should have majority of the afternoon in some sunshine. So obviously the earlier it stops raining, the better. But if we can have an afternoon of sun and not continued showers, I can't see there being an issue.
Well, that is good to hear. Are you preparing and resigned to the fact that it's probably going to be a heavy 10?
Look, at this stage, considering that we were a soft 7 this morning and we had, you know, I think I walked it there and it was about 53 mils at that stage, that was quite pleasing. So whether it gets to a heavy 10 or not remains to be seen. Again, I think only a couple of hours of sunshine in the morning before the first race will ensure that we're probably not a heavy 10. But, look, obviously a fair bit of time and things to happen between now and then.
Rails True, look, how do you think it'll play?
look, there's no reason that it shouldn't be even, to be fair, right across. We've had that three-week break and we've been able to sort of tick all of our boxes from a turf perspective. We've verti drained the track, which has evened out any compaction. And we have also given it a couple of rolls just to ensure that we've got the consolidated pad. So it doesn't seem to be a, you know, more moisture on the inside to the out at the moment, so I'd expect it to still be even, but it's obviously, if it is in that well into that heavy range, well, it's going to be horses that enjoy the wet.
Well, Michael, we wish you all the best. We'll get another update tomorrow morning. Nevitt, we'll get you on tomorrow, and fingers crossed the rain hasn't fallen as much as predicted tomorrow. Just if everything does go out the window and it's worst case scenario, obviously contingency plans are being thought of. Would it be the favourite to push everything back 1 week?
I think that's sort of what's been spoken about more so than anything else. At this stage, we're pretty much gung-ho as if we're going to be racing tomorrow.
Good on you, Michael. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Michael Wood, who is the track manager.